This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. Sudanese Bishop Andudu Adam El Nail can't go home. If he does, he could be killed, because violence that has plagued the Sudan for decades has reached his town in the Nuba Mountains. This is the region in southern Sudan where actor George Clooney recently traveled to raise awareness of ethnic cleansing going on there at the hands of the government. The bishop was by Clooney's side when he was later arrested on the steps of the Sudanese embassy in Washington. Bishop Andudu is living in exile in Colorado, where he has family and support from the Episcopal community. I sat down with him and with Father Peter Eaton of St. John's Episcopal Cathedral in Denver. Gentlemen, thank you both for being with us.
Thank you,
Ryan. Thank you.
Bishop Andudu, tell us why you're in exile.
Actually, in the beginning, I did not mean to be in exile. I came here last year in May for medical treatment. And after 1 month, then the war broke out in my town and in the region.
And tell us where your town is in Sudan.
I'm in Kaduguli, that's South Kordofan state. That's in the border between the new country of South Sudan and Sudan.
And what exactly happened in your town?
When the war broke out in last June year 2011, the SPLA started fighting with the government of Sudan. And the town of Kaduguli was under the troops of government of Sudan, that's SAF. And they start shooting the people, mostly the black people, who associated with the SPLA, that's Sudan People Liberation Movement. They shot at my house. They burnt my offices, the cyber cafe and the guest house for the diocese. And many of my pastors, most of them I scattered. They displaced in South Sudan, Egypt, and many places.
So you're not the only one who's displaced?
Yeah, I'm not the only one.
There were obviously some religious motivations.
Actually, because the church, especially the Episcopal Church of Sudan, we have been engaged in religious dialogues. I'm the chairman of Interfaith Committee, and I'm trying to bring the Muslims and Christians together.
And they don't like that much.
Some radical Muslims, they don't like that. They don't want Muslims to come to the church. And also, we were working with the people in peace building, trying to bring the tribes together to live in harmony. Some of these things sound bad to the government of Sudan.
So there's tribalism involved. There's certainly religion involved. Have you lost anyone, family or friends?
Yeah, I lost some of my people in the family, not immediate family, but the bigger family, and also some people in the congregation. The government of Sudan, they're bombing civilians, not only the military, but the civilians, the churches, the mosques, and the markets. So one of my members of the church, she came early to the church, and the bomb fell on the church, and she was died.
And she lost her life in a...
She lost her life,
when
yes.
The church was attacked?
The church was bombed, yes.
So is the congregation meeting at all in any place?
It is difficult to meet in the church, but I instructed them to meet in the caves on the mountains or under the trees because it is a bit safer. The government, they see any gathering, they will bomb them so they can have the churches under the trees or in the caves on the mountains.
In caves, because the area you're from is a mountainous region.
It's a mountainous region, yes, and... The mountains, we call them our mothers because this is the only place where we can be saved. Many of the families are living in the caves. We have very big and large caves where the people can enter. And if the plane drops the bomb, then nothing can affect them.
So they become bomb shelters.
Yeah.
What kind of contact do you have with folks?
I have contacts, emails and phone calls. I can call them. Yeah, we have contacts with them.
How long do you imagine you'll be away from your country?
I'm planning now to go back to South Sudan.
To South Sudan. And yeah, again, you're from the north, from
Sudan. I'm from the north. And I will see from there if I can visit the displaced people or refugees in other country to see my people.
And of course, South Sudan, a fledgling nation that's struggling to get on its feet in the face of tensions with the North. Father Eaton, you're Dean of St. John's Cathedral, an Episcopal church in Denver. How did you meet Bishop Andudu?
I met Bishop Andudu because the pastor of the Sudanese congregation that meets at the cathedral told me last...
You have a congregation that
we
meets...
We do. We have a Sudanese congregation that meets at the cathedral, has met at the cathedral for over a decade now, really. It's a long-standing relationship. And the priest of that congregation said to me last May that a bishop from the Sudan was going to be visiting Denver, and could he speak to the congregation?
And this was when he was here for medical care.
This was when the bishop was here for medical care and to meet with various leaders about the developing situation in the Sudan. So Father Oja, the pastor of the congregation, brought Bishop Andudu, and he spoke to the congregation that Sunday morning. And what was fascinating about that was that the bishop was bringing us news about the difficult situation in the Nuba Mountains that had not yet made the press here in this country. Mm. And a week later, everything that the bishop had told us in church on that Sunday morning found its way into the New York Times. So we knew in advance of even the media here in this country what was going on, because the bishop, of course, was even then in regular contact with his home.
And then this situation, the complexion of it changed.
That's right.
From being a visit around medical reasons to exile.
That's right. It became clear very quickly that it was unsafe for the bishop to return home. And so the bishop continued to stay in Denver. He was living with a Sudanese family for several months and traveling around to various Sudanese communities around the country, and also going to the United Nations, testifying before congressional committees about the situation in the Sudan. And it became clear to me around Christmas that he didn't have a place of his own to live. I didn't know that till about Christmas. He came back to the church a couple of times. We had him visit with us at the church and speak again to the congregation. And so it was at about Christmas time that we made arrangements for him to have a place of his own and more stability here, so that he could have a base from which to do his work and continue to minister both to his priests and people back in the Sudan and also to the Sudanese communities in the United States.
Is your family with you, Bishop Andudu?
No, my family are in Uganda.
In Uganda.
I have five children. They are schooling, and my wife, she is studying in Uganda Christian University.
Gentlemen, thank you both for being with us.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan.
Sudanese Bishop Andudu Adam El-Nail is living in exile in Colorado. He's gotten support from St. John's Episcopal Cathedral in Denver, of which Father Peter Eaton is the dean.